So you also mentioned the issue about DNA repair and PARP inhibitors. And again, I'm curious, have you observed any patients respond to a PARP inhibitor with pancreatic cancer, you know, BRCA germline, for example?
So to be honest with you, because nowadays we test patients, again, we try to do the Know Your Tumor project that the Pancreatic Cancer Action Network has implemented a few years ago, where every patient with advanced pancreatic cancer can be offered these genomic sequencing. So we've been seeing about 5% of patients with BRCA1 or 2 or PALB2 mutations. And yes, we have seen beautiful responses actually to platinum, because PARP inhibitors, as you know, are not standard of care in pancreatic cancer. So we know that potentially platinum is all you need, at least in the first line setting. And we're able to treat these patients with FOLFIRINOX, which has oxaliplatin as one of their chemotherapy agents, or with gemcitabine and cisplatin. And yes, I've seen quite amazing results in these patients.
How about the PARP inhibitors?
The PARP inhibitors, we've been able to offer that to patients in the clinical trial setting. And the response to actually a PARP inhibitor alone, if you have a patient that's, let's say, has progressive disease, is actually not the best. It's probably about 15 to 20%, I would say. It's not as high as in breast and ovarian cancer, where you see 50% response rates with PARP inhibitors. So they are not quite as strong. And that's why the current research we're doing is try to do maintenance therapy with a PARP after you have your best response to platinum. And actually, many trials are trying to combine PARP inhibitors with other agents to make them a little bit more effective, because I personally do not think that a PARP inhibitor alone is quite as good as a single agent in a patient with refractory pancreas cancer, even if they are BRCA mutated.
And of course, that strategy of platinum followed by PARP maintenance has been completely embraced in ovarian cancer, but not really in breast cancer. So it's interesting that, I mean, a lot of people find that a very compelling kind of a strategy.